God, we say thank you for the word you're going to bring through Ben this morning. We give you our hearts and our minds right now. We come in and lean into you. In the mighty name of Jesus, anoint him. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
So, before I start, I just want to ask a question. Who here likes walking? Yep. Who here likes to go for walks with a friend or their partner? I know there's a few people who do, and there's people who love to run as well. I'm terrible at walking. Obviously I know how to walk, like, you know, left or right, left, right. I can walk, but walking with somebody or walking with, say, Danielle, I'm shocking. I know, like, 10 years ago when we were still dating, 10 years sounds like a long time now, doesn't it? Couple of times, you know, once or twice we went for walks, and the whole time she would just complain, you know, stop walking so fast. Why are you taking such big steps? Slow down. You know, then it's like, Ben, stop dawdling. Come on, hurry up, hurry up. And then, you know, 10 years down the track, still same thing. Ben, stop walking so fast. You're going to pull the arms off the kids. Slow down. They can't walk that fast. They've only got little legs. You know, it's not my fault that they're so slow. But anyway. sorry. But this morning, obviously, I'm going to talk a bit about walking. And hopefully soon you'll get an idea of what this is going to look like. But I'm going to talk about the few different types of walks that we kind of go on. So before I get right into it, I'm just going to also pray and then we'll start. Dear Lord, I just thank you for this morning and where you meet us this morning, Lord God. And I thank you for the time of worship that we had. And Lord, I just pray that you would speak to us right now, Lord, and you would speak through me this morning as well, Lord God. And I pray that our ears would be open and our hearts would be open, Lord God, just to receive from you this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. So if I was to give this message a title, I would call it The Right Way to Walk. For anyone who wants to write it down, or I don't know, I'm not a huge notes person, but some people like recording what we hear. But who put zips in the Bible? So obviously I'm not really talking about a physical walk, but yes, Corey, I'll hold the microphone up. Obviously I'm not talking about a physical walk this morning, but more so a spiritual walk. And if you're not too sure where this is going, hopefully it will make sense soon. But if I was to say walking with God, most of us would know what that means. And if you don't, maybe I'll teach you something and, you know, then I've kind of done something right this morning. But, sorry, getting ahead of myself. So I'm going to show you, I'm going to talk about three different styles of walk that we might go through on our journey with God. Firstly, walking with God was always his plan. From the start of creation, he designed it so that we would walk with him. He made it so we'd walk with him in relationship, sharing in companionship, in intimacy. But if we aren't walking the right walk, we're not going to fully benefit what God has in store for us. So I want to get someone up the front. Who should I pick? I'll start with Drew. Look out, because I'm going to be picking a few people throughout the morning. So, Drew, I'm just going to get you to pretend that you're God. And we're just going to go for a walk, all right? And as we do this, I'm just going to kind of, yeah, you'll see what's going to happen. So if you're God, let's just go for a walk. Say You know, Drew's God, I'm me, and we're just going to go for a walk. So off we go. Oh, God, wait for me, wait for me. Oh, my foot. Oh, God, I need your help. I need your help. Oh, thanks, thanks, thanks. God, is that you speaking? Oh, wait for me. I'm over here. I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming. Thanks, Drew. So, when you're a bit slow, behind and not really following or keeping up, our walk can lead astray quite easily. When we're behind, we can't really hear what God is saying to us at all. We might even get his voice confused with someone else or mistaken. We can get distracted quite easily because we aren't focused on God. This same thing happened to the Israelites when they left Egypt. They literally had God with them, kind of walking, leading them, you know, as they left Egypt. In Exodus 13:21, it says, by day he led them in a cloud of pillar, and by night he led them in a cloud of fire, so that, you know, either day or night they could travel. So God was literally either in this cloud or in the fire with them, leading them, and they were walking along. And they still managed to mess it up a lot of the time. They would, they would go and do the wrong thing, or they would start wandering and not following God's direction, and often doing the exact opposite to what he would say. And Moses was, Moses was obviously walking with God at the time, and he had that intimate relationship with God. But the rest of them, the rest of the Israelites, just struggled to commit 100%. They would end up going off and doing the wrong thing. And by this, they suffered tremendously, as we all know, all the things that they went through. And now I'm not saying that if we're not going to walk with God correctly, we're going to suffer under God's wrath, because through Christ, we're saved from God's wrath. But without walking the right way with God, we're definitely going to make it harder for ourselves. And we may miss out on what God has in store for us. So now I'm going to get someone else. Get Cameron, if you want to come up. And you're going to be God again. Yeah, kind of. And so this time we're going to go for a walk. And so you be God. That's all right. We'll start off together. And we're going to just go for a walk like people do. So this way, right? Yep. No, this way. Yep, we'll go this. No, let's go over here. Come on, let's go. God, are you coming? Where are you? Yep. We're going that way. All right, let's go this way. Yep. Okay, so I think I might do this. This is what you wanted me to do. I'm pretty sure that you said we'll do this. Yeah, I'm going to do this. Oh, God, but it didn't really work out that well. What's going on? So, obviously, that's a totally different style to the last walk that we did with Drew. When we run ahead of God, or even in our physical walks with a friend, say, we put all the responsibilities on ourselves. We decide the direction that we're going to go. We do it when we think the time is right. We become too impatient to wait for God and to follow his lead. This is one that most people struggle with at some stage, I believe. I know I definitely do. As Christians, we often say, you know, we just need to surrender it all to God, or lay it all down, give it to him, or trust in the Lord. And that's all well and good, you know, we like to do that, but how often do we say these things or hear these things and then straight away we're like, oh, you know, but I need to just do this, or, you know, we just start thinking, or we don't even think, we just take it straight into our own hands and start to control the situation ourselves. Then we find out later that we can't do it by ourselves, we've done the wrong thing, we need God anyway. This is what walking ahead of God can look like, and it can be dangerous. By taking it into our own hands, we're saying, God, I don't trust you. You're not doing what I think needs to be done. But God's timing doesn't always seem perfect to us. In the culture we live in today, we like, you know, quick, now, fast type of thing, and that is the best timing. The now, quick, fast is the best timing, especially for, you know, the younger guys like me and my age type people. If we want something, we just go out and do it. We get it done. And, you know, I want a new car. Let's just get a new car. And it often doesn't end up in the right, you know, right way, and can mess it up a bit for us. But we aren't perfect, are we? But God is. So his timing is perfect. So give it to him and trust in him. Have faith that he knows what he is doing, because let's face it, we don't. Or maybe you're like me. So often I need to keep reminding myself to slow down. Maybe God's showing you, or even showing you a glimpse of what his plan is for your life. When God revealed his calling on my life a while ago, I couldn't wait. I just had to get out and start doing it. I had to do whatever I could to make it happen quicker. And I got so excited that I kind of couldn't wait for God, and I just went ahead and started doing what I could. I wanted it to happen now. It took me a good 6 months to come back to reality, and Sue would, you know, she had plenty of chats with me about this, and I came back to reality, and you know, I realized that I didn't know what I was doing, and I don't know what I need to do. But it will happen when God has decided it's going to happen. This is a similar story to one of Abraham. Most of us would be familiar with the way it went, but first in Genesis 12, God reveals his plan for then Abram's life. It says, I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I'll make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. And later on it goes to say, you know, your offspring would be more than the stars in the sky. As years went on, obviously, Abram grew older, and things weren't happening, and, you know, he hadn't had a child yet like he had been promised, and he got to about 86 years old, and he's thinking, geez, I'm getting pretty old now. I don't see how this can happen. I might need to take it into my own hands. And obviously, his wife, Sarah, was barren, so she couldn't deliver kids. She couldn't have children, and God had told them that they were going to have kids. So she said to Abram, how about you take my maidservant, and we can have kids through her. And, you know, back in the day, that was culturally accepted, that if your wife was barren, you could then have kids through their maidservant. So that's what they did. And they received their first son, Ishmael. And that wasn't really God's plan. Abram had gone ahead and, you know, taken it into his own hands, and hadn't done what God had asked him to do. And down the track, you know, they had a son, and Sarah bore Abraham a son, and that's where it all started. But Abraham couldn't wait. He was too impatient to wait for God. So he tried to make it happen himself. Church, God has a plan for everyone, and his plan is always right. It's always the right one at his right time. But if we take God's plan and do the right thing at the wrong time, the right thing becomes the wrong thing. I'll just say that again so it sinks in. If we take God's plan and do the right thing at the wrong time, the right thing becomes the wrong thing. All right, just going to get one more person out front. Any volunteers? Come on up. All right, this time I'm going to be God, and you're going to be you, all right, and we're going to go for a walk. All right, let's go. How are you feeling this morning? Good? Good? That's good. What do you reckon? I think we should go down this way. Do you want to go this way? Yeah, all right. How did you go with that thing you were struggling with at school? Pretty good? Yeah, that's good. Right, that's good. What else? You struggle? You know, you're doing all right? Need help with stuff? Yeah? All right. How was that day you went with your friend the other day? You had a good time? Yeah, that's great. I've got some things in store for you down the track. I want you to... No, I want to start directing you this way so I can lead you into these things. Are you feeling all right with that? Yep. All right, so that's the third style of walk that I want to talk about. Thanks, Delts. So the first two ways that I showed you, where they're often ways we find ourselves walking with God, but this last one that we've just went through, I believe, is how God designed it to look like. Like I said earlier, God designed our relationship so that we could walk with him, to have companionship and intimacy. If you look through the Bible, you see loads and loads of people who had amazing walks with God, you know. Towards the start, you've got Noah. At his time, he was, you know, really the only one walking with God. Then we come to Enoch, who was not. Says that in Genesis 5, Enoch walked with God until he was not, but God took him. And it doesn't say a great deal about him there, but, you know, Enoch must have lived an amazing, faithful life with God, you know, on his walk with God, so much so that, you know, he graduated from this life and went straight to heaven without dying, and God just took him up there. And imagine the life that would look like, how full and abundant your life would be living this life walking with God. That, you know, it would have been amazing. Who else do we have? We've got Moses, obviously, who walked with God, and God used him in amazing ways. And Samuel walked with God, and King David walked with God. Peter and also Paul, they both walked with God. And even Jesus walked with God when he was on earth. You know, he didn't go and do anything without God leading him or telling him where to go and what to do. And everything he did was led by God. So obviously, Jesus needed God when he was walking on this earth. We need a walk with God. In our walk, firstly, we need to trust God. Know that he's in control. Know that his outcome for your life or for your family's life is always the best outcome. What else might we do when we go for a walk with a friend? We walk with them. So we need to talk. We talk with them. So we need to talk to God. Through prayer and both both through prayer and reading the Bible, we can talk to God. What else do? We stay close. We don't get too far ahead, or we don't fall behind. God wants you to be by his side. He wants to give you direction so you can head the right way. Don't just assume, God wants me to go down here and do this, or God wants me to be here and do this, because it might not always be that way. A couple of people, that I just spoke about who lived, who walked amazing walks with God, also have something in common with us now. They also came out of sync in their walk. either running ahead or lagging behind. Noah became a drunk. King David had an affair. Peter lashed out and did things on his own accord without thinking or without talking to God. So one of the other things I believe that we must do is repent. Say we're sorry. We are human. We're not perfect. So we're not always going to get it right. But by the grace of God, he continues to forgive us and to love us. A lot of us here today have already accepted Christ, and we're already in a relationship with him. So we've been justified through Christ, meaning any sin that was covering us has been removed, and in the eyes of God was never there. And this happens every time we ask for forgiveness, which leads into the next process that we go through on our walk. Part of walking is the process of sanctification, where we become more like Christ, and this happens while we walk with God. Our sanctification process isn't complete until we graduate from this life. And sanctification is, walking with God and through that process becoming more like him. And it's not completed until we, enter heaven. So as we finish up this morning, I want to give you an opportunity. If you feel like you've gone off track, or you're a bit lost in your walk, if you're a bit far behind and you don't know where to go, you don't know which way to head, and you're praying out to God, but you can't hear him, you don't quite understand his voice, I want to pray for you this morning. Also, if you feel like you're out the front, if you feel like you're out in front and you're struggling to let go and let God take control, if you're, taking control and doing the things in your own hand and not really letting him lead you in that, I want to pray for you as well. But also, if you haven't experienced walking with God yet and you want to, you want to experience it, you want to start your walk with God, you might be saying, I'd love to walk with God. I want to start my walk, but I'm just so nervous and, I don't know how it's going to look. I don't know what to do. And that's how we all start out. But you need to take that step, that first initial step on your walk. And if that's you this morning, I want to pray with you. If you're, even if you're not going through any of these things and you feel like you need prayer, this morning I'm just going to ask, if you're feeling those things, to come out the front, and I want to pray with you and Sue and any of the other elders that feel like they are called to pray at that time, if they could come out as well. But if you want to head up the front, and Helen is just going to play and lead us into a song, and if any of the other band want to head up as well. But at the same time, if you're feeling like you need to be down the front and you need prayer, I'd like you to come up and receive that as well. God's here with us this morning, and he wants to meet you where you are. He wants to, get back to in sync, start walking that walk again the way he designed. He wants to comfort you. He wants to be with you. And he's waiting. He's, you know, he's knocking on the door, and we just need to open it, let him in. So by coming up the front, you're doing that. So don't miss that opportunity. Don't let him pass. Don't let it pass. So if you want to come up the front now, and we're just going to lead back into the one of the songs.
Just as we finish up in prayer today, we're going to close the service and have some morning tea. Thank you, Ben, for your reminder about walking with God. And it's something that we need to be constantly reminded of, isn't it? You know, one moment we're hand in hand with him and the next we're out of step. And so I think today is a challenge for every single one of us in this place. And maybe you weren't out here this morning, but as you go home, be thinking about that. You know, and take Jesus' hand in every moment of every day. And every morning we wake up, let's take his hand and let's walk in step with him. So, Father God, we just thank you for this service this morning and for Ben's word. And, Lord, we thank you that you are a God who never changes. Lord, a God that is the same yesterday and today and forever. And we're so grateful for that, because that means that when we run ahead and we fall behind, that you are the solid one, that you are the stable one, that you are the unchanging, and we can reach out and take your hand again. And so this morning we do that. We take your hand as we walk out of this place and go into the week. And Father, we just thank you for who you are and for what you've done for us. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. If you want to stay in here and spend some time in prayer, you're welcome. Otherwise, we'll go out and have some morning tea.